I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that there will be approximately 75,000 new cases of bladder cancer in the U.S. this year. The latest research suggests that there is a significant connection between cigarette smoking and bladder cancer. To talk about this and other risk factors is Dr. Thomas Keene, chair of the Department of Urology at MUSC. Dr. Keene, what does the latest research tell us about that connection between smoking cigarettes and developing bladder cancer?
Bladder cancer is one of the untalked about cancers. We rarely hear it mentioned, and yet, as you've said yourself, there'll be 75,000 new cases diagnosed this year. The vast majority of patients who develop bladder cancer have been smokers or are active smokers. Now, there's a lot of people who'll say, well, I gave up smoking 15 or 20 years ago. Yes, that may be true, but if you had a 20-year pack history, you're probably at a very significant risk for bladder cancer.
So one of the big prevention tips that you might offer from your vantage point then is don't smoke or stop smoking.
Yes, exactly correct. I mean, an active smoker has approximately a 9 times increased chance of developing bladder cancer, a former smoker about 5 times the increase. And it's interesting, one of the things that you see as you're driving across the bridge in Charleston at rush hour is there's a lot of cars waiting and there's a lot of people in the cars. And you frequently see a hand hanging out the window, and on that hand there's a cigarette. And it surprises me because it's nearly always attached to a woman. They're the silent smokers. They're the people who don't like the smell of cigarettes in their cars, yet I see them all driving home, and sure enough, on that bridge at any one time, there'll probably be 10 or 20 people in that one area that I am who are smoking. They don't realize what's going on.
And what other risk factors should we mention that people can do something about in terms of prevention?
Well, there are some industrial causes, particularly among dye workers, people who've worked in the paint industry. There has been some information recently on some medications that may be putting people at higher risk for developing bladder cancer. One of the things that people need to be aware of is that if you have blood in your urine, and I'm talking about gross blood in the urine, it is something that you should seek out care for. Now, obviously, there's a lot of women and younger women who do develop a urinary tract infection, and typically it'll be put down to, oh, that's just a urinary tract infection, that's okay. Well, I think if you have one and you have symptoms of a urinary tract infection, that may be appropriate. But if you're consistently seeing blood in your urine, that's not a urinary tract infection, or certainly it needs to be worked up as opposed to just being treated with repeated courses of antibiotics.
And the first stop is your primary care doctor?
Initially, yes, but the primary care doctor, if you are just being prescribed antibiotics the whole time, it may be wise to decide to go and see a urologist. With men, on the other hand, it is rare for men, especially young men or middle-aged men, to develop a urinary tract infection. So as opposed to women, if a man has gross blood in his urine, he should certainly be worked up for another cause as opposed to just infection. And there are other causes for hematuria, which is what we call blood in the urine, both in male and female. You could have, as I mentioned, inflammation. You could have a stone. But generally you have symptoms if you have something like that. But suffice to say that it's anybody who has persistent blood in the urine should certainly undergo an evaluation.
Dr. Keene, thank you for providing this update about bladder cancer.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.